I remember, let's see, it was 1966 and 67, 2 years of character development, as I call it, down at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, which the saying goes, you know, if they ever wanted to give the world an enema, that's where they'd put the tube. I went down there. I wasn't down there 5 weeks, minding my own business, being a little joking with them, you know. Used to try to have fun with them. But it gets kind of hard to bust theirs, you know. There's a whole lot of them, and there was only one of me. So they classified me as an attitude and discipline problem. I used to make signs up, because see, for the first 5 weeks, I didn't do too much training other than with mops and shovels and brooms and working that automatic potato peeler. Which, you know, never know when you're going to have to do that in civilian life. Yeah, they really got me trained up to do that. But I was down there about 5 weeks, working out with the broom and the shovel, and I ended up in the cage for about 2 months, doing, you know, like penance. It's one of those kind of things. They say, we think you should be here for a while to cool yourself out and stop making these signs and slogans. I used to write up things, you know, and tack them on the billboard outside the orderly room, like half the army reads comic books and the other half looks at the pictures. You know, and it used to get them upset. The sergeants are beautiful. I think by the time they get to be a first sergeant, they have to have a lobotomy. You know, so they're really, you look in their eyes and you see the back of their head. You know, it's one of those deals. It was fun. I tried to play sick as much as I could, which was one of my great specialties. I could be just so sick that you just wouldn't believe it. Of course, it was all pretend and jest, you know. But the Army medical thing was fun, too. I used to go down and see this doctor who I called Red Cloud. You know, he was one of these medics, you know. He didn't want to be there either. So I think, you know, him and me kind of hooked up really nice together because I used to go down there every day, and Red Cloud, as I called him, used to, I used to joke around with him, tell him he should have a helmet with buffalo horns on it, you know, and a big rattle. He'd shake it and walk around and say, you're all right, go back, you know, report to your company. Which was weird, because as soon as I go back, you know, they'd say, nothing wrong with you. And they'd give me the shovel again. So I think if I ever really had to defend myself, I'd have to do it with a shovel, a broom, or a mop. Which is, it's something no one's thought about, you know. You see people doing it with swords, you see people doing it with their hands, you see people doing it with their heads, trying to do things all different ways, but, like, you've never seen any. I might even write a book about that, come to think about it.